Y'all, by now, surely y'all, most of y'all know me anyway. Some of you may have, are getting to know me. Some of you may not know me at all, but I get a whole lot of my thoughts just from the simple things. Through life, the Lord shows me things as we go along. Y'all know I try to raise a garden and have a few things, and the Lord's blessed me with and gives a little increase from time to time. This past week, I went out there and I cut my corn down and going to till it up and plant a few jack-o'-lanterns for the kids to have. And I cut it all down. As I got it cut down, I started picking it up and to haul it off and get rid of it to where I could work the ground up. There were still some ears on it that I'd missed as I'd went through a gathering and that some down lower and stuff, and there was good ears of corn. So I done told Sheila, I said, I'm going to cut it down. We're done with the corn. We're not, she's about tired of putting stuff up. I said, we're done with it. But next thing I know, I'm gathering wheelbarrows full of corn, and just about a wheelbarrow full. I got to thinking about gleaning behind the reapers and how blessed I am that there's some left behind. I got to thinking about that. And then that very night, Jared, he texted me we was talking back and forth, and he was talking about his grandpa being a missionary Baptist preacher. And in a little while, he sent me a picture of his pa and his grandma and his mother. And in that picture, he took it, and it was on, it was a picture of a picture, but he took it and it was on his Bible there, and you could see the letters in red. And I sent back and I said, brother, I appreciate the words in red. He said that was my pa's Bible, and he had it. I texted him back and I said, brother, that's a treasure. Hang on to that. And I said, give your kids what's inside of it. I teach them about what it says inside, and then later on, you give them the book itself. And he said, amen. I my thought today is about us leaving something behind, and for the ones that come after us, that they would have something. And I want you to realize today that's a struggle for us. I realize a lot of our churches are struggling. I want you to know we might have a pretty good number here today, but that don't mean we're not struggling. We're going through things, and to be able to get through this, we need to leave something behind for our children that they might be able to gather. Y'all excuse me. I feel like I still got to preach loud even though I got this mic on. It strains my throat, but I want to read very familiar, and anybody who's been around me knows I love the book of Ruth. And it may be a little lengthy reading, but I want to get her thought across, and or pray we get her thought across today. So y'all pray that we'd be able to do that. In the second chapter of Ruth, this book here, it's about a woman who come back. Was a Moabite woman. Imelech and his wife Naomi had went to Moab, and there was a famine that come in Bethlehem, and they began to get hungry, so they went down to Moab, thinking that would be the thing to do. And they ended up their sons married Moabite women, and the sons died, and Imelech died, and Naomi and Ruth returned back to Bethlehem when the famine was over. Ruth was a Gentile. And I want you to realize that's exactly what me and you are. We're Gentiles in the flesh, but if you've been saved by God's grace, you're a Jew in the heart. It's a picture here of Boaz being a picture of Christ. And Ruth being a picture of a Gentile nation that's coming to the Lord. But listen, it says, and Naomi had a kinsman, a, a, of her husband, a mighty man of wealth, and the family of Amalek, of the family of Amalek, and his name was Boaz. Now listen, I told you about Ruth's husband had died, and they was to marry somebody from the family if their husband died, to carry on the family's name, their husband's name. So Naomi had a near kinsman named Boaz, and Ruth the Moabitess said unto Naomi, "Let me now go to the field and glean ears of corn after him whose side I shall find grace." And she said unto her, "Go, my daughter." And I want to stop there. I want you to know today, when you go to the Lord, you've got to go to knowing that you're going to find grace. She didn't go thinking she might find grace. She said, went knowing and believing that she would. And she went and came and gleaned in the field after the reapers. And her heap was light on the part of the field belonging to Boaz, who was of the kindred of Amalek. And behold, Boaz came from Bethlehem and said unto the reapers, "Lord be with you." And they answered him, "The Lord bless thee." And then said Boaz unto his servant that was set over the reapers, "Whose damsel is this?" And the servant that was set over the reapers answered and said, "It is the Moabitess damsel that came back with Naomi out of the country of Moab." And she said, "I pray you, let me glean and gather after the reapers among the sheaves." So she came and hath continued even from this morning until now, that she tarried a little in the house. And Boaz, and then said Boaz unto Ruth, "Hearest thou, my daughter? Go not and glean in another field, neither go from hence, but abide here, fast by my maidens. And then thy eyes be on the field that they do reap, and go thou after them. Have I not charged the young men that they shall not touch thee? And when thou art athirst, go to the vessels and drink of that which the young men have drawn." Then she fell on her face and bowed herself to the ground and said unto him, "Why have I found grace in thy eyes, that thou shouldest take knowledge of me, seeing I am a stranger?" And Boaz answered and said unto her, "I have fully been shown to me all that thou hast done to thy mother-in-law since the death of thy husband, how that thou hast left thy father and thy mother and the land of thy nativity, and art come unto a people which thou knewest not henceforth. And the Lord recompense thy work, full reward given thee the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings thou art come to trust." And then said, then she said, "Let me find favor in thy sight, my Lord, for thou hast comforted me, and for thou hast spoken friendly unto thine handmaid, though I be not like unto one of thy handmaids." And Boaz said unto her, "At mealtime come thou hither and eat the bread, and dip thy morsel in the vinegar." And she said, "Set beside the reapers," and he reached and perched the corn, and he did eat, and was so fast and left. And when she was risen up to glean, Boaz commanded his young man, saying, "Let her glean even among the sheaves, and reproach her not, and let fall also some of the handfuls of purpose for her, and leave them that she may glean them, and rebuke her not." So she gleaned in the field until evening, and beat out that she had gleaned, and it was about an ephah of barley. And the mistakes we made reading, that's reading down to the 17th verse. But we find here how she come to Boaz, and he told her she told him that she was comforted, and he said that she was under the wings of who that she had trusted the Lord. And But our thought we want to try to get to today is how he told the ones that the reapers, he told the young man that was reaping of the corn, he said, let fall some of the handfuls on purpose for her and leave them that she may glean. Now listen, we need to leave something behind for the ones that's falling after us. We need to leave something behind that they'd be able to grasp on. Spiritual atmosphere, you might say. I want you to know we need to leave the Word of God behind. We need to leave behind for them coming to church, even in the hard times, making your way to the Lord's house. We need to leave something behind for them to be able to gather from. We need to leave something behind for them that they will have, that this will continue on. You say, well, Brother Jeff, the Lord may come back this evening. He may. I ain't saying he won't, but if he don't, we need to leave something that they'll have. He told them over here, this was a commandment of the Lord. He said, and when you reap of the harvest, this is the Leviticus 19, 9 and 10, and when you reap of the harvest of your land, thou shalt not wholly reap the corners of the field, neither shalt thou gather the gleanings of the harvest. Thou shalt not glean the vineyard, neither shalt thou gather every grape of the vineyard. Thou shalt leave them for who? The poor, who she says she was, a stranger. Leave it for the poor and a stranger. I am the Lord thy God. What he's saying here is, I've given it to you. I'm the Lord. I'm the one give the increase. And you're not to take it all, but you're to leave something behind for the ones that follow after you. And I want you to know, it's up to us to leave something behind for those that are following after us. And we should leave something behind, and that they should just come and get a little bit. Boaz said, he said, you drop hands full, that she can come, that it would be easy for her, and let her even gather among the sheep. We don't need to let it waste. We need to leave it for somebody coming behind us. She come there, no doubt, expecting to get a little one. That's all she was getting till the master showed up. Now I want you to know, when the master showed up, he made sure she didn't only get a little, she had plenty. And I want you to realize today, when the master shows up, I've heard people say, I got a little bit, I got a little dose. I want you to know, honey, when he shows up, you will get a full dose. He'll give you all that you need to fill you up. You will not hungry no more. You will not thirst no more. He'll fill you up. You will get all you need when you put your trust and you put your comfort in him. I want you to realize I was a woman, and I pray this, I will go along with it. I think it will. I was a woman over here in the book of Matthew. I've thought about so many times and how we was drafted in. How she come. It says she was a woman of Canaan, and behold, a woman of Canaan. I came out to the same coast and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, the son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But listen, he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. I want you to know, he came into his own, but his own received him not. Listen to me, he told them when he set his church up, he said, not go to the Samaritans or unto the Gentiles, but unto the lost sheep of Israel. And that was the first commission. But in the Great Commission, he told them to go into all the world. But listen, this woman would give up. Honey, if you're lost today and you ain't been saved yet, don't give up. I don't know. Only reason
reason you ain't been saved is because you truly ain't trusted in Him yet.
And then came she and worshiped Him, saying, "Lord, help me." She come to Him, give it all to Him, realizing He was God, and if she was going to have any help, it was going to come from Him. But He answered and said, now listen, this one been hard for me. This is going to be hard for you to hear. But honey, it's talking about us. He said, it is not meat that I take the children's bread and cast it to dogs. Listen to me. Listen, the Gentiles was considered dogs. That was me and you. Listen, but then, listen, she don't give up. She keeps searching and seeking, and she said, truth, Lord, but yet the dogs eat from the crumbs which fall from the master's table. I want you to know there was something left there, something to cling to, something together for us and our Gentiles, and I thank Him for it today. You know what Jesus said? Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole in that very hour. Listen to me. I'm thankful for the crumbs that fell from the master's table. I'm thankful that I'm able to go and glean and follow after the ones. I want you to know there's people that worked and labored, prayed, worked hard, sowed seed. I've come and labored hard that we'd be able to have this, that we'd be able to come behind. They didn't just take it with them. They left it behind. They left a little behind that we could come along and gather it up. Today, He still got enough grace to save the world. If you're here today and you're lost, listen, it's there, but you got to want it. I want you to know when He fed them the fishes, He come to them, asked them, did they have any meat? And they said, hadn't caught anything. And I want you to realize, He told them to cast their net on the other side, not to give up, to keep searching. And I want you to know their nets was full to a point they couldn't carry them. But when they got to the shore over there, He prepared for them a meal. But listen, they had to gather the fish themselves. They had to make an effort. Lost person, you're going to have to make an effort. You're going to have to go out there and glean. I'll go out there and get that what's been left for you. I'm trying to preach to you what our forefathers have left behind. They have left the gospel for us to be able to preach that you need Jesus. That's what you need today. And honey, He's there. He's there for your taking. But you've got to go and gather it just like He rained down manna from heaven. He said, I'm the true bread from heaven. John chapter 6. He said, He rained down manna from heaven. But they had to go gather it. You're going to have to make an effort and go believing that He's going to not just give you a little, He's going to give you all you need. He made sure that she was took care of by leaving all she stood in need of. Jesus left his church here on earth to make sure the gospel would be preached all over the world, to make sure you have what you need. He sent the Comforter to come to the church to make sure there was something left that you would have what you need. He's not left us comfortless. He's not left us. They was on a ship one time and the storm come up and tossed the ship to and fro. It says he was asleep in the hinder part of the ship. They come to him and said, "Lord, care not that we perish." He raised and he rebuked the wind. I want you to know he was able to rebuke them any time. He was able to make them stand still. They said, "What manner of man is even this, that even the winds and the seas obey his voice?" They had to make an effort to go to him. And when they did, he calmed the storm. Ruth had to make an effort to go glean. When she did, she got all she needed. The woman couldn't give up that had a daughter vexed with the devil. She just begged for the crumbs that fall from the master's table. Just like Ruth went to get the crumbs that fall from the ones that was doing the reaping. She was just going to pick up what was left. But honey, he made sure she had plenty because she had great faith and her daughter was made whole. There's something that's been left behind for us. There's something that's been left behind for you, lost friend. You know what that is? It's the blood of Jesus Christ. There's enough to save the world. But you're going to have to want it. You're going to have to go after it. And if you'll go after it believing that you're going to get it, guess what? You're going to get it. That's what you're lacking. The rich young ruler said, "What lacketh I yet?" He thought he'd done good. He thought he'd kept all the commandments. What did he lack? He lacked trusting in the Lord. He lacked believing in the Lord. He was putting his confidence in the things of this world. You're putting your confidence in mom and daddy, brother and sister. You're putting your confidence in things that can't save you. You might be putting your confidence in Brother Jill. I want you to know Brother Jill can't save you. You might be putting your confidence in Hilltop Church. Hilltop Church can't save you. When you truly put your confidence in the Master, you'll get saved. I feel so blessed. Over in the fourth chapter of John, it talked about the ones said that you're reaping where you have not sown. You're then into other people's labors. I tell y'all, every revival, when I sit back there behind the book board, I sit back there and I think about the men as a child and as a young man growing up and as a young man married, seeing the men sit back there and I never felt worthy. Never have felt worthy. Never felt like I was one of them. Never felt like I could preach like one of them. Still don't. But I'm thankful that they left something behind. I'm thankful that I got to learn from them. I got to grab on to some things. What are you leaving behind? Are they going to find a handful here and yonder? Are they going to find a heap of barley? Are they going to have more than they need? Are they going to be sufficient to go on and take it on where we're going? Make sure you leave plenty behind for them to gather. My friend, I'm trying to preach to all of you today. I'm trying to preach to the church. I'm trying to preach to the lost. I love you today.
You need to be saved. But you can't just sit there. You will starve to death. You will never eat of that manna from heaven if you just sit there. Go get it. Go to him.
He's got plenty today. He ain't used it all yet. The door of mercy ain't shut yet. There's still opportunity together today. Go to him. Seek him today. And get that he's left behind for you. He came and died for the whole world. And he gave enough blood for the whole world. And that includes you. Seek him today while he can be found. If you want to come to this altar, if you want to go inside of that altar, you want to pray at your seat, we'll pray with you. But don't die in this world without Jesus. The greatest gift that's ever been given was Jesus Christ. The next greatest gift that was ever given was Him saving my soul. He wants to save you today. That's my little thought. I pray somebody gets something out of it. I pray today I've left a morsel behind for somebody to feed on, that you may get a little bit out of it. Brother Josh, if you got a song, we'll give an altar call. If you're here today and you're saved, I'll give an altar call for you. It may be a while since you talked to the Lord. It'd be an awful good example to a lost person today if you'd seek Him too, if you'd repent too. We all need to repent. Seek the Lord today while He may be found.